Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. On the 11th of December, Friday, a Singaporean company, SINSMS, and its managing director, Lim Cheng Wee, pleaded guilty to violating United Nations (UN) regulations for supplying $745,000 worth of wines and spirits to North Korea between 2013 and 2018, reports Straits Times. Lim, 49, has since been charged with 2 months' worth of jail time after pleading guilty to 3 counts of unlawfully supplying $530,000 worth of alcohol to North Korea, while SINSMS has been fined $30,000 under similar charges. Both Lim and the company have 6 other charges linked to the remaining money's worth of supplied goods. It has been illegal to supply luxury goods to North Korea since 2006 under the United Nations sanctions, Democratic People's Republic of Korea, Regulations 2010. Lim's wife, Hong Leng Ui, 49, was also fined $4,000 on Friday after pleading guilty to 2 counts of failing to inform authorities about these unlawful transactions while helping the firm with its administrative operations. His alleged accomplices, Chinese national Liang Yi, 44, who was a director and shareholder of SINSMS, and North Korean Moon Chul-myung, 53, are still at large and have yet to be prosecuted. Deputy Public Prosecutors DPP V. Jesudevan, Ko Moon Keong and Sarah Thaker explained that the spirits and wines would be sourced from Richard Goh, the director of a company called Megatech Industries, and stored in a local warehouse in Singapore before being shipped to Dalian, China by SINSMS and sent to Nampo in North Korea by Liang. It was also stated that SINSMS earned about US$200, about SGD 260, to US$500 per shipment. For each count of unlawfully supplying luxury goods to North Korea, an offender can be jailed for up to 10 years and fined up to $500,000. Also read, former North Korean gymnast makes an escape by pole vaulting over border. Source, Straits Times. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily.